The First Book of Kings, Chapter 18. The Friendship of Jonathan and David. The envy of Saul and his design upon David's life. He marrieth him to his daughter Michal. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own. And Saul took him that day, and would not let him return to his father's house. And David and Jonathan made a covenant, for he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the coat with which he was clothed, and gave it to David, and the rest of his garments, even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle. And David went out to whatsoever business Saul sent him, and he behaved himself prudently. And Saul set him over the soldiers, and he was acceptable in the eyes of all the people, and especially in the eyes of Saul's servants. Now when David returned after he slew the Philistine, the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with timbrels of joy and cornets. And the women sung as they played, and they said, "Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000s." And Saul was exceeding angry, and this word was displeasing in his eyes. And he said, "They have given David 10,000s, and to me have given but 1,000. What can he have more but the kingdom?" And Saul did not look on David with a good eye from that day and forward. And the day after, the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of his house. And David played with his hand as at other times, and Saul held a spear in his hand, and threw it, thinking to nail David to the wall. And David stepped aside out of his presence twice. And Saul feared David, because the Lord was with him, and was departed from himself. Therefore Saul removed him from him, and made him a captain over 1,000 men, and he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. And Saul saw that he was exceeding prudent, and began to beware of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, for he came in and went out before them. And Saul said to David, "Behold my elder daughter Merob, her will I give thee to wife. Only be a valiant man, and fight the battles of the Lord." Now Saul said within himself, "Let not my hand be upon him, but let the hands of the Philistines be upon him." And David said to Saul, "Who am I, or what is my life, or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law of the king?" And it came to pass at the time when Merob, the daughter of Saul, should have been given to David, that she was given to Hadriel, the Molathite, to wife. But Michal, the other daughter of Saul, loved David, and it was told Saul, and it pleased him. And Saul said, "I will give her to him, that she may be a stumbling block to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be upon him." And Saul said to David, "In two things thou shalt be my son-in-law this day." And Saul commanded his servants to speak to David privately, saying, "Behold, thou pleasest the king, and all his servants love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law." And the servants of Saul spoke all these words in the ears of David. And David said, "Doth it seem to you a small matter to be the king's son-in-law? But I am a poor man and of small ability." And the servants of Saul told him, saying, "Such words as these hath David spoken." And Saul said, "Speak thus to David, the king desireth not any dowry, but only 100 foreskins of the Philistines, to be avenged of the king's enemies." Now Saul thought to deliver David into the hands of the Philistines. And when his servants had told David the words that Saul had said, the word was pleasing in the eyes of David to be the king's son-in-law. And after a few days David rose up, and went with the men that were under him, and he slew of the Philistines 200 men, and brought their foreskins, and numbered them out to the king, that he might be his son-in-law. Saul therefore gave him Michal, his daughter, to wife. And Saul saw and understood that the Lord was with David, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, loved him. And Saul began to fear David more, and Saul became David's enemy continually. And the princes of the Philistines went forth, and from the beginning of their going forth, David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul. and his name became very famous. Chapter 19. Other attempts of Saul upon David's life. He cometh to Samuel. Saul's messengers and Saul himself prophesy. And Saul spoke to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan the son of Saul loved David exceedingly. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul my father seeketh to kill thee. Wherefore look to thyself. I beseech thee in the morning, and thou shalt abide in a secret place, and shalt be hid. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will speak of thee to my father, and whatsoever I shall see, I will tell thee. And Jonathan spoke good things of David to Saul his father, and said to him, Sin not, O king, against thy servant David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and his works are very good towards thee. And he put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Why, therefore, wilt thou sin against innocent blood by killing David, who is without fault? And when Saul heard this, he was appeased with the words of Jonathan, and swore, As the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. Then Jonathan called David and told him all these words. And Jonathan brought in David to Saul, and he was before him, as he had been yesterday and the day before. And the war began again, and David went out and fought against the Philistines, and defeated them with a great slaughter, and they fled from his face. And the evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house, and held a spear in his hand, and David played with his hand. And Saul endeavored to nail David to the wall with his spear, and David slipped away out of the presence of Saul, and the spear missed him, and was fastened in the wall, and David fled, and escaped that night. Saul therefore sent his guards to David's house to watch him, that he might be killed in the morning. And when Michal, David's wife, had told him this, saying, Unless thou save thyself this night, tomorrow thou wilt die, she let him down through a window, and he went and fled away and escaped. And Michal took an image and laid it on the bed, and put a goatskin with the hair at the head of it, and covered it with clothes. And Saul sent officers to seize David, and it was answered that he was sick. And again Saul sent to see David, saying, Bring him to me in the bed, that he may be slain. And when the messengers were come in, they found an image upon the bed, and a goatskin at its head. And Saul said to Michal, Why hast thou deceived me so, and let my enemy go and flee away? And Michal answered Saul, Because he said to me, Let me go, or else I will kill thee. But David fled and escaped, and came to Samuel in Ramatha, and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Najoth. And it was told Saul by some, saying, Behold, David is in Najoth in Ramatha. So Saul sent officers to take David. And when they saw a company of prophets prophesying, and Samuel presiding over them, the Spirit of the Lord came also upon them, and they likewise began to prophesy. And when this was told Saul, he sent other messengers, but they also prophesied. And again Saul sent messengers the third time, and they prophesied also. And Saul, being exceedingly angry, went also himself to Ramatha, and came as far as the great cistern, which is in Socho. And he asked and said, In what place are Samuel and David? And it was told him, Behold, they are in Najoth in Ramatha. And he went to Najoth in Ramatha, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him also. And he went on and prophesied till he came to Najoth in Ramatha. And he stripped himself also of his garments, and prophesied with the rest before Samuel, and lay down naked all that day and night. This gave occasion to a proverb. What? Is Saul too among the prophets? Chapter 20. Saul being obstinately bent upon killing David, he is sent away by Jonathan. But David fled from Najoth, which is in Ramatha, and came and said to Jonathan, What have I done? What is my iniquity? And what is my sin against thy father, that he seeketh my life? And he said to him, God forbid thou shalt not die, for my father will do nothing great or little without first telling me. Hath then my father hid this word only from me? No, this shall not be. And he swore again to David, and David said, Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thy sight, and he will say, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and thy soul liveth, there is but one step, as I may say, between me and death. And Jonathan said to David, Whatsoever thy soul shall say to me, I will do for thee. And David said to Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I, according to custom, am wont to sit beside the king to eat. Let me go then, that I may be hid in the field till the evening of the third day. If thy father look and inquire for me, thou shalt answer him, David asked me that he might run to Bethlehem, his own city, because there are solemn sacrifices there for all his tribe. If he shall say, It is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he be angry, know that his malice is come to its height. Deal mercifully then with thy servant, for thou hast brought me thy servant into a covenant of the Lord with thee. But if there be any iniquity in me, do thou kill me, and bring me not in to thy father. And Jonathan said, Far be this from thee, for I should certainly know that evil is determined by my father against thee. I could do no otherwise than tell thee. And David answered Jonathan, Who shall bring me word if thy father should answer thee harshly concerning me? And Jonathan said to David, Come, and let us go out into the field. And when they were both of them gone out into the field, Jonathan said to David, O Lord God of Israel, if I shall discover my father's mind tomorrow or the day after, and there be anything good for David, and I send not immediately to thee, and make it known to thee, may the Lord do so and so to Jonathan, and add still more. But if my father shall continue in malice against thee, I will discover it to thy ear, and will send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace, and the Lord be with thee, as he hath been with my father. And if I live, thou shalt show me the kindness of the Lord. But if I die, thou shalt not take away thy kindness from my house for ever, when the Lord shall have rooted out the enemies of David, every one of them from the earth. May he take away Jonathan from his house, and may the Lord require it at the hands of David's enemies. Jonathan therefore made a covenant with the house of David, and the Lord required it at the hands of David's enemies. And Jonathan swore again to David because he loved him, for he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan said to him, Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou wilt be missed, for thy seat will be empty till after tomorrow. So thou shalt go down quickly, and come to the place where thou must be hid on the day when it is lawful to work, and thou shalt remain beside the stone which is called Ezel. And I will shoot 3 arrows near it, and will shoot as if I were exercising myself at a mark. And I will send a boy, saying to him, Go and fetch me the arrows. If I shall say to the boy, Behold, the arrows are on this side of thee, take them up. Come thou to me, because there is peace to thee, and there is no evil, as the Lord liveth. But if I shall speak thus to the boy, Behold, the arrows are beyond thee. Go in peace, for the Lord hath sent thee away. And concerning the word which I and thou have spoken, the Lord be between thee and me for ever. So David was hid in the field, and the new moon came, and the king sat down to eat bread. And when the king sat down upon his chair, according to custom, which was beside the wall, Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place appeared empty. And Saul said nothing that day, for he thought it might have happened to him that he was not clean nor purified. And when the second day after the new moon was come, David's place appeared empty again. And Saul said to Jonathan his son, Why cometh not the son of Isai to meet neither yesterday nor today? And Jonathan answered Saul, He asked leave of me earnestly to go to Bethlehem, and he said, Let me go, for there is a solemn sacrifice in the city. One of my brethren hath sent for me, and now if I have found favor in thy eyes, I will go quickly and see my brethren. For this cause he came not to the king's table. Then Saul, being angry against Jonathan, said to him, Thou son of a woman that is the ravisher of a man, do I not know that thou lovest the son of Isai to thy own confusion, and to the confusion of thy shameless mother? For as long as the son of Isai liveth upon earth, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Therefore now presently send and fetch him to me, for he is the son of death. And Jonathan, answering Saul his father, said, Why shall he die? What hath he done? And Saul caught up a spear to strike him, and Jonathan understood that it was determined by his father to kill David. So Jonathan rose from the table in great anger, and did not eat bread on the second day after the new moon, for he was grieved for David, because his father had put him to confusion. And when the morning came, Jonathan went into the field according to the appointment with David, and a little boy with him. And he said to his boy, "Go and fetch me the arrows which I shoot." And when the boy ran, he shot another arrow beyond the boy. The boy therefore came to the place of the arrow which Jonathan had shot. And Jonathan cried after the boy, and said, "Behold, the arrow is there further beyond thee." And Jonathan cried again after the boy, saying, "Make haste speedily, stand not." And Jonathan's boy gathered up the arrows, and brought them to his master. And he knew not at all what was doing, for only Jonathan and David knew the matter. Jonathan therefore gave his arms to the boy, and said to him, "Go and carry them into the city." And when the boy was gone, David rose out of his place, which was towards the south, and falling on his face to the ground, adored thrice, and kissing one another, they wept together, but David more. And Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, and let all stand that we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed forever." And David arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. Chapter 21. David receiveth holy bread of Achimelech the priest, and feigneth himself mad before Achish, king of Geth. And David came to Nobi to Achimelech the priest, and Achimelech was astonished at David's coming. And he said to him, "Why art thou alone, and no man with thee?" And David said to Achimelech the priest, "The king hath commanded me a business, and said, Let no man know the thing for which thou art sent by me, and what manner of commands I have given thee. And I have appointed my servants to such and such a place. Now therefore, if thou have anything at hand, though it were but 5 loaves, give me, or whatsoever thou canst find." And the priest answered David, saying, "I have no common bread at hand, but only holy bread, if the young men be clean, especially from women." And David answered the priest and said to him, "Truly, as to what concerneth women, we have refrained ourselves from yesterday and the day before, when we came out, and the vessels of the young men were holy. Now this way is defiled, but it shall also be sanctified this day in the vessels." The priest therefore gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there, but only the loaves of proposition, which had been taken away from before the face of the Lord, that hot loaves might be set up. Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day within the tabernacle of the Lord, and his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chiefest of Saul's herdsmen. And David said to Achimelech, "Hast thou here at hand a spear or a sword? For I brought not my own sword nor my own weapons with me, for the king's business required haste." And the priest said, "Lo, here is the sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Terebinth, wrapped up in a cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take this, take it, for here is no other but this." And David said, "There is none like that. Give it me." And David arose and fled that day from the face of Saul. And he came to Achish, the king of Geth. And the servants of Achish, when they saw David, said to him, "Is not this David, the king of the land?" Did they not sing to him in their dances, saying, "Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? But David laid up these words in his heart, and was exceedingly afraid at the face of Achish, the king of Geth. And he changed his countenance before them, and slipped down between their hands. And he stumbled against the doors of the gate, and his spittle ran down upon his beard. And Achish said to his servants, "You saw the man was mad. Why have you brought him to me? Have we need of madmen, that you have brought in this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" Chapter 22. Many resort to David. Doeg accuseth Achimelech to Saul. He ordereth him and all the other priests of Nobi to be slain. Abiathar escapeth. David therefore went from thence and fled to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house had heard of it, they went down to him thither. And all that were in distress and oppressed with debt and under affliction of mind gathered themselves unto him. And he became their prince, and there were with him about 400 men. And David departed from thence into Mathphah of Moab. And he said to the king of Moab, Let my father and my mother tarry with you, I beseech thee, until I know what God will do for me. And he left them under the eyes of the king of Moab, and they abode with him all the days that David was in the hold. And Gad the prophet said to David, Abide not in the hold, depart and go into the land of Judah. And David departed and came into the forest of Hareth. And Saul heard that David was seen, and the men that were with him. Now whilst Saul abode in Gabaa, and was in the wood, which is by Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him, he said to his servants that stood about him, Hear me now, ye sons of Jemini. Will the son of Isai give every one of you fields and vineyards, and make you all tribunes and centurions, that all of you have conspired against me, and there is no one to inform me, especially when even my son hath entered into league with the son of Isai? There is not one of you that pitieth my case, nor that giveth me any information, because my son hath raised up my servant against me, plotting against me to this day. And Doeg the Edomite, who stood by, and was the chief among the servants of Saul, answering, said, I saw the son of Isai in Nob with Achimelech the son of Achitob the priest. And he consulted the Lord for him, and gave him victuals, and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine. Then the king sent to call for Achimelech the priest, the son of Achitob, and all his father's house, the priests that were in Nob, and they came all of them to the king. And Saul said to Achimelech, Hear, thou son of Achitob. He answered, Here I am, my lord. And Saul said to him, Why have you conspired against me, thou and the son of Isai, and thou hast given him bread and a sword, and hast consulted the Lord for him, that he should rise up against me, continuing a traitor to this day? And Achimelech, answering the king, said, And who amongst all thy servants is so faithful as David, who is the king's son-in-law, and goeth forth at thy bidding, and is honorable in thy house? Did I begin today to consult the Lord for him? Far be this from me. Let not the king suspect such a thing against his servant, or any one in all my father's house. For thy servants knew nothing of this matter, either little or great. And the king said, Dying thou shalt die, Achimelech, thou and all thy father's house. And the king said to the messengers that stood about him, Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, for their hand is with David, because they knew that he was fled, and they told it not to me. And the king's servants would not put forth their hands against the priests of the Lord. And the king said to Doeg, Turn thou, and fall upon the priests. And Doeg the Edomite turned and fell upon the priests, and slew in that day 85 men that wore the linen ephod. And Nob, the city of the priests, he smote with the edge of his sword, both men and women, children and sucklings, and ox and ass, and sheep with the edge of the sword. But one of the sons of Achimelech, the son of Achitob, whose name was Abiathar, escaped, and fled to David, and told him that Saul had slain the priests of the Lord. And David said to Abiathar, I knew that day when Doeg the Edomite was there, that without doubt he would tell Saul, I have been the occasion of the death of all the souls of thy father's house. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life also, and with me thou shalt be saved. Chapter 23. David relieveth Selah. Besieged by the Philistines, he fleeth into the desert of Ziph. Jonathan and he confirm their former covenant. The Ziphites discover him to Saul, who, pursuing close after him, is called away by an invasion from the Philistines. And they told David, saying, Behold, the Philistines fight against Selah, and they rob the barns. Therefore David consulted the Lord, saying, Shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, Go, and thou shalt smite the Philistines, and shalt save Selah. And the men that were with David said to him, Behold, we are in fear here in Judea. How much more if we go to Selah against the hands of the Philistines? Therefore David consulted the Lord again, and he answered and said to him, Arise, and go to Selah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thy hand. David therefore and his men went to Selah and fought against the Philistines and brought away their cattle and made a great slaughter of them. And David saved the inhabitants of Selah. Now at that time, when Abiathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David to Selah, he came down having an ephod with him. And it was told Saul that David was come to Selah. And Saul said, The Lord hath delivered him into my hands, and he is shut up, being come into a city that hath gates and bars. And Saul commanded all the people to go down to fight against Selah and to besiege David and his men. Now when David understood that Saul secretly prepared evil against him, he said to Abiathar the priest, Bring hither the ephod. And David said, O Lord God of Israel, thy servant hath heard a report that Saul designeth to come to Selah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Selah deliver me into his hands? And will Saul come down as thy servant hath heard? O Lord God of Israel, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, He will come down. And David said, Will the men of Selah deliver me and my men into the hands of Saul? And the Lord said, They will deliver thee up. Then David and his men, who were about 600, arose, and departing from Selah, wandered up and down, uncertain where they should stay. And it was told Saul that David was fled from Selah and had escaped. Wherefore he forbore to go out. But David abode in the desert in strongholds, and he remained in a mountain of the desert of Ziph, in a woody hill. And Saul sought him always, but the Lord delivered him not into his hands. And David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life. And David was in the desert of Ziph, in a wood. And Jonathan, the son of Saul, arose, and went to David into the wood, and strengthened his hands in God. And he said to him, Fear not, for the hand of my father Saul shall not find thee, and thou shalt reign over Israel, and I shall be next to thee, yea, and my father knoweth this. And the two made a covenant before the Lord. And David abode in the wood, but Jonathan returned to his house. And the Ziphites went up to Saul in Gabaa, saying, Lo, doth not David lie hid with us in the strongholds of the wood, in Mount Hakilah, which is on the right hand of the desert? Now therefore come down, as thy soul hath desired to come down, and it shall be our business to deliver him into the king's hands. And Saul said, Blessed be ye of the Lord, for you have pitied my case. Go therefore, I pray you, and use all diligence, and curiously inquire, and consider the place where his foot is, and who hath seen him there, for he thinketh of me, that I lie craftily in wait for him. Consider and see all his lurking holes wherein he is hid, and return to me with a certainty of the thing, that I may go with you. And if he should even go down into the earth to hide himself, I will search him out in all the thousands of Judah. And they arose and went to Ziph before Saul. And David and his men were in the desert of Maon, in the plain at the right hand of Jessimon. Then Saul and his men went to seek him. And it was told David, and forthwith he went down to the rock, and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul had heard of it, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men were on the other side of the mountain. And David despaired of being able to escape from the face of Saul. And Saul and his men encompassed David and his men round about to take them. And a messenger came to Saul, saying, Make haste to come, for the Philistines have poured in themselves upon the land. Wherefore Saul returned, leaving the pursuit of David, and went to meet the Philistines. For this cause they called that place the Rock of Division. Chapter 24. Saul seeketh David in the wilderness of En-Gedi. He goeth into a cave where David hath him in his power. Then David went up from thence, and dwelt in strongholds of En-Gedi. And when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, they told him, saying, Behold, David is in the desert of En-Gedi. Saul therefore took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and went out to seek after David and his men, even upon the most craggy rocks, which are accessible only to wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes, which were in his way. And there was a cave into which Saul went, to ease nature. Now David and his men lay hid in the inner part of the cave. And the servants of David said to him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said to thee, I will deliver thy enemy unto thee, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good in thy eyes. Then David arose and secretly cut off the hem of Saul's robe. After which David's heart struck him, because he had cut off the hem of Saul's robe. And he said to his men, The Lord be merciful unto me, that I may do no such thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, as to lay my hand upon him, because he is the Lord's anointed. And David stopped his men with his words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul, rising up out of the cave, went on his way. And David also rose up after him, and going out of the cave, cried after Saul, saying, My lord the king. And Saul looked behind him, and David, bowing himself down to the ground, worshipped, and said to Saul, Why dost thou hear the words of men that say, David seeketh thy hurt? Behold, this day thy eyes have seen that the Lord hath delivered thee into my hand in the cave, and I had a thought to kill thee, but my eye hath spared thee. For I said, I will not put out my hand against my Lord, because he is the Lord's anointed. Moreover, see and know, O my father, the hem of thy robe in my hand, that when I cut off the hem of thy robe, I would not put out my hand against thee. Reflect and see that there is no evil in my hand, nor iniquity, neither have I sinned against thee. But thou liest in wait for my life to take it away. The Lord judge between me and thee, and the Lord revenge me of thee, but my hand shall not be upon thee. As also it is said in the old proverb, From the wicked shall wickedness come forth. Therefore my hand shall not be upon thee. After whom dost thou come out, O King of Israel? After whom dost thou pursue? After a dead dog? After a flea? Be the Lord judge, and judge between me and thee, and see, and judge my cause, and deliver me out of thy hand. And when David had made an end of speaking these words to Saul, Saul said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, Thou art more just than I, for thou hast done good to me, and I have rewarded thee with evil. And thou hast shown this day what good things thou hast done to me, how the Lord delivered me into thy hand, and thou hast not killed me. For who, when he hath found his enemy, will let him go well away? But the Lord reward thee for this good turn, for what thou hast done to me this day. And now as I know that thou shalt surely be king, and have the kingdom of Israel in thy hand, swear to me by the Lord that thou wilt not destroy my seed after me, nor take away my name from the house of my father. And David swore to Saul. So Saul went home, and David and his men went up into safer places. Chapter 25. The death of Samuel. David, provoked by Nabal, threateneth to destroy him, but is appeased by Abigail. And Samuel died, and all Israel was gathered together, and they mourned for him, and buried him in his house in Ramathah. And David rose and went down into the wilderness of Pharan. Now there was a certain man in the wilderness of Maon, and his possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And it happened that he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. And she was a prudent and very comely woman, but her husband was churlish, and very bad and ill-natured, and he was of the house of Caleb. And when David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep, he sent 10 young men and said to them, Go up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and salute him in my name with peace. And you shall say, Peace be to my brethren and to thee, and peace to thy house, and peace to all that thou hast. I heard that thy shepherds that were with us in the desert were shearing. We never molested them, neither was there aught missing to them of the flock at any time, all the while they were with us in Carmel. Ask thy servants, and they will tell thee. Now therefore let thy servants find favor in thy eyes, for we are come in a good day. Whatsoever thy hand shall find, give to thy servants and to thy son David. And when David's servants came, they spoke to Nabal all these words in David's name, and then held their peace. But Nabal, answering the servants of David, said, Who is David, and what is the son of Isai? Servants are multiplied nowadays who flee from their masters. Shall I then take my bread and my water and the flesh of my cattle, which I have killed for my shearers, and give to men whom I know not whence they are? So the servants of David went back their way, and returning came and told him all the words that he said. Then David said to his young men, Let every man gird on his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there followed David about 400 men, and 200 remained with the baggage. But one of the servants told Abigail, the wife of Nabal, saying, Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he rejected them. These men were very good to us, and gave us no trouble. Neither did we ever lose anything all the time we conversed with them in the desert. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Wherefore consider, and think what thou hast to do, for evil is determined against thy husband, and against thy house, and he is a son of Belial, so that no man can speak to him. Then Abigail made haste, and took 200 loaves, and 2 vessels of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of dry figs, and laid them upon asses. And she said to her servants, Go before me, behold, I will follow after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. And when she had gotten upon an ass, and was coming down to the foot of the mountain, David and his men came down over against her. And she met them. And David said, Truly in vain have I kept all that belonged to this man in the wilderness, and nothing was lost of all that pertained unto him, and he hath returned me evil for good. May God do so and so, and add more to the foes of David, if I leave of all that belonged to him till the morning any that pisseth against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she made haste, and lighted off the ass, and fell before David on her face, and adored upon the ground. And she fell at his feet, and said, Upon me let this iniquity be, my lord. Let thy handmaid speak, I beseech thee, in thy ears, and hear the words of thy servant. Let not my lord the king, I pray, regard this naughty man Nabal, for according to his name he is a fool, and folly is with him. But I, thy handmaid, did not see thy servants, my lord, whom thou sentest. Now therefore, my lord, the Lord liveth, and thy soul liveth, who hath withholden thee from coming to blood, and hath saved thy hand to thee. And now let thy enemies be as Nabal, and all they that seek evil to my lord. Wherefore receive this blessing, which thy handmaid hath brought to thee, my lord, and give it to the young men that follow thee, my lord. Forgive the iniquity of thy handmaid. For the Lord will surely make for my lord a faithful house, because thou, my lord, fightest the battles of the Lord. Let not evil therefore be found in thee all the days of thy life. For if a man at any time shall rise and persecute thee and seek thy life, the soul of my lord shall be kept as in the bundle of the living with the Lord thy God. But the souls of thy enemies shall be whirled as with the violence and whirling of a sling. And when the Lord shall have done to thee, my lord, all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have made thee prince over Israel, this shall not be an occasion of grief to thee, and a scruple of heart to my lord, that thou hast shed innocent blood, or hast revenged thyself. And when the Lord shall have done well by my lord, thou shalt remember thy handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent thee this day to meet me, and blessed be thy speech. And blessed be thou who hast kept me today from coming to blood, and revenging me with my own hand. Otherwise, as the Lord liveth, the God of Israel, who hath withholden me from doing thee any evil, if thou hadst not quickly come to meet me, there had not been left to Nabal by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall. And David received at her hand all that she had brought him, and said to her, Go in peace into thy house. Behold, I have heard thy voice, and have honored thy face. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he had a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry, for he was very drunk, and she told him nothing less or more until morning. But early in the morning, when Nabal had digested his wine, his wife told him these words, and his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And after 10 days had passed, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. And when David had heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Lord, who hath judged the cause of my reproach at the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. And the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his head. Then David sent and treated with Abigail, that he might take her to himself for a wife. And David's servants came to Abigail, to Carmel, and spoke to her, saying, David hath sent us to thee, to take thee to himself for a wife. And she arose and bowed herself down with her face to the earth, and said, Behold, let thy servant be a handmaid, to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail arose and made haste, and got upon an ass, and 5 damsels went with her, her waiting maids, and she followed the messengers of David, and became his wife. Moreover, David took also Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were both of them his wives. But Saul gave Michal his daughter, David's wife, to Phalti, the son of Laius, who was of Galeam. End of side one.
Please.